This is a good banjo piece, going down the line. You know that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, my youngest brother had some recordings off of him. He was lived in Nurse, Virginia, and he'd come up home and he had a tape recorder and he recorded some. But it was on those round ones. I don't know what you call it. Yeah, and first thing he knew, he'd run all of his playing off, ruined it, lost it all. Mm-hmm. We have a few tapes of my brother that used to sing and play with me. Now we have a few of them. But of course, that was after he had ruined his voice a lot singing. He sung like Jimmy Rogers and looked like the Carter family. That's what he always said. He used to play Blackie Cool up here a lot, and he learned a lot of pieces off him.
Your brother that recorded your father, you said the tapes were ruined.
Yeah, he ruined them. Run them off, run backwards, run them off somewhere, and lost them.
Erased.
Now he's a fiddler. He plays good. I let him have a fiddle when he was just a small boy. He'd learn to play. And he won't let me have
run you off a batch.
He won't let me have a fiddle back at all.
Yeah. And you would say that your father was the best fiddler you ever heard? You've told me that.
Yeah, he played the most plainest and the smoothest. Now, I don't play smooth. I don't know. I just got to playing for old square dances, and I had to play hard, and the harder I played, the rougher I got, right? So I just got to just play it too hard, right? So you play for 6 days and nights for square dances, huh? Kills you.
Would you say that you worked the bow about like your father did?
Yeah, he seen that I did. Pretty much. Now he was more smoother. He was careful with it and played a lot carefuler than I did.
I noticed you rocking that fiddle around. Did there other people notice that? Rocking that fiddle around?
There's a professor come to my house and to record some, and she said she had never heard nobody that quartered after herself as much as I did. You know, there's a way, I don't know how it is, but she said I just quartered after my own playing. A lot of that's by rocking the fiddle. Now, he did a lot, but since I've got arthritis, I can't do that hardly. I do well to hold it. So.
Your dad used to rock
it? But you've hit a pretty good day for me. I can play better today than I've played for a long time. The trouble with these guys here, when they wait, my hardest part's getting started, and they fool around getting started with me. Don't you?
Yeah.
Did you listen to fiddlers on the radio when you were younger?
Yeah.
Do you have any favorites?
Well, I liked old Roy Acuff pretty good, but he wasn't no fiddler. Really, he wasn't.
What about fiddlers like Sam Hacker? You played with
him? Oh, yeah, I played with Sam Hacker. Sam Hacker. Well, you've seen fellers that thought they're way ahead of anybody else, ain't you? I never thought I was. I think there's lots of fellers beats me playing a fiddle. But to play the old-time way, I don't know if anybody else plays much like it, really. Now, Sam Hacker was a good fiddler, but now he thought he was the best, in which he might have been, but I didn't think he was. I beat him out in a lot of contests, anyway. My dad, hey, that's a funny story. We went and had a contest down to our town, and I was playing in a show building at night between reels, me and my brother did, and we got to see the show free, you know. We didn't get no money, but we just got to go. So they decided to have an old-time fiddler's contest. I was just a kid, about 16. And they gathered in several fiddlers there, and $5 was the top prize, and that was like 50 now or more, huh? And they had tickets for the second prize, $5 for the tickets to the show. I won the $5, and he got the tickets. My dad got the tickets. Hey, went home that night, and he wanted to trade with me, and I wouldn't trade. I wouldn't trade. I said, no, I want that $5. Directly, he said, he got a little ill. He said, well, you know, I can beat you playing the fiddle. And everybody else knows it. I said, I know you can beat me at playing the fiddle. But them fellas down there didn't think you could. I tormented him, you know, about that $5, but finally I traded with him and I just give the tickets away to people. I didn't know. That was funny, though. He got a little out of shape, though, you know. You know I can beat you at playing the fiddle. I said, yeah, I know you can. But them fellas down there didn't think so. It wasn't the idea of them me playing better, it's because I was a little fella, you know. That wind, where is that little guy here a while ago? I seen him a lot down at the Glenville.
Seems like I've always heard that back in the old days at the contest, you weren't allowed to have any banjo or guitar or anything.
You played a fiddle.
You just played fiddle.
Just played the fiddle. And I'll tell you, I think that's what it ought to be. If you're going to have a fiddler's contest, I believe it ought to be the fiddler's. That way you can pick out the boys from the men.
That's true.
That is true.
The ones that plays old time and the ones that plays half bluegrass. Oh yeah, I played. I started when I was about 9 years old, playing a little. I never played out nowhere. I was about 14. Then I got to going out and playing for square dancers. But
you were working in the mines for a while.
I started working the mines in 28.
Where did you come to play?
I worked down next to Morgantown, down right across from Star City. Mm-hmm. Worked over there in they called it Berthe Coal Company then. That was a little company over there. And they went bankrupt. We worked 6 weeks and never got no money. Mm-hmm. Times were so hard. And
that was in 28, right? Times was hard in 28. Imagine what they were in 29 or 30.
God, it was awful. It was awful, boy. Never forget them days. Come up through the dark days. I worked in the coal mines and I walked 6 miles each way and worked and come home and go to a revival meeting about 6 or 8 miles and back home work the next day. Never paid it a bit of attention. Work in the mines and then go play for a square dance till next morning sometime and then walk in. Right out to work the next day. Didn't mind it a bit. Really didn't. If you get toughened into that, you don't pay a bit of attention, really. Not a bit.
What kind of work was in the mines then? Were you using breast augers and all that?
Yeah, use a breast auger and a pick and a shovel. You shot down your coal with black powder. Now, they used carbide lights. Them old cloth caps. My wife said, "You'll be bald-headed." I said, "How come?" Well, she said, "All coal miners get bald-headed." But I never got bald-headed. Maybe I didn't get hot enough, but I tell you, I got plenty hot. We worked in the mines. Times was hard, and they didn't have no pumps to keep the water out, and you'd work halfway to the water to halfway to your knees. And the smoke would be so bad, I've had to hunt from a car, really, to find it. To find where it was at. Smoke was bad in the places. Times they couldn't, the companies couldn't afford to keep stuff up. And the men had to work like that. And if you complained too much, they'd say there are men outside wanting your job. Huh? That's just the way we had it.
Do you have the black lung now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jennings Randolph helped me get mine. I let it go for years and didn't try, and so I couldn't breathe and going uphill or something. Went and tried for it and I had it. But
made it through.
Fairly good health. I went to the hospital for I run a splinter up. Now if ever anything hurts you, run a splinter up and under your thumbnail, huh? And I run one up and down my thumbnail. It was a bad one. I couldn't get it out. Had to go to the hospital. And of course, they gave me a going over. And the nurse said to an old lady, and she said, "Well, you're in about the best health of any man your age I know of." Oh, that gave me a boost. I've got a little old car out here, and the muffler's gutted out. It's a Ford. And it chatters down. Oh, it's way worse now. It's worse now it was. And my brother come and borrowed, he runs a taxi, and he come and borrowed that car to use for a taxi for a few days. His or something wrong. He runs a Burnsville taxi. And he came over and got me, come back, and he said, "Well," he said, "I see why you want that car like that. It makes you feel young." You get out and gunner and just cracks like a motorcycle.
Sounds keen, I'll tell you.
But I've been expecting a ticket.
I
went
one.
To the sheriff and asked him. I went to the sheriff and asked him about it, and he said, "As long as there ain't no holes in it." He said, "I don't think," he said, "if they'll put a sticker on it, you're all right. But I've got another hauling around with me in case." Well, somebody tell me something, or let me do something else. Let me play this other fiddle a while.
Which one do you play, Mississippi Sawyer on?
Oh, this one down here. This little fiddle. You want me to play the Fork of Deer before I play Mississippi Sawyer?
No, you play Mississippi.
about playing Mississippi Sawyers. I don't never, my dad didn't go up on them bases and play, and I don't either. I played with an old blind fella over in Seattle, Washington, and he said, that's just the way I play it. He didn't play it no other way. So we used to have Sarah Jane Blake used to play with me a lot. And she played the bass while I played the high part. Now that's all right. My dad played, we played that way too. He could play, he could note and I could use a bow, or I could note and he could use a bow. On one fiddle. We had them old things that you pound your bows with. Like, what's her name?
Phoebe Parsons.
Phoebe. Phoebe got hot at me because I didn't turn my fiddle up for her to play over here, did she? Now, Mississippi. Clog. Now this is not a clog. This is. I don't know. But anyhow, it's good. I have to do the same thing on. Thank you. sight right. That meant the kind of slippers I wore.
Wilson
Falls.
Wilson
Falls. She wants me to play four guitar, and then I'll play. That's a little different tuning. Yes. Let's see a C and D. You've eaten too much that, are you? Now, this fork of deer, I took away, didn't I?
You took away.
Part of it.
Yeah, you did take
quite
part of it.
In order for to play with music. Now, my dad played it like this. Got a lot of parts in it, but I just play about two or three.
Now, you had an old tune called The Jack of Diamonds. Was that in this natural key?
Is that it? That's A. You in gear first?
Thank you.
Jack of Diamonds. It's a kind of a song. Quit your stealing chickens and going rolling rocks, and you always have tobacco in your tobacco box.
Did you play Cherokee Shuffle?
Huh?
Cherokee Shuffle? How about the Cuckoo's Nest Valley?
I can't play that.
What about the Indian Nation?
I don't know if I know it or not. Whistle a little. Maybe I know, maybe I don't. Here's one I hardly ever play, and I want you to listen to it. I don't know if any of you know it or not. Sarah Jane's brother used to play that. He was good on it. Pearl Black. Yeah. Twin sisters. That's D. You ready, huh?
I'm ready for that.
Thank you.
I could step her high and wide, huh? But anymore, I step high and off to one side. Yeah, I used to play and dance when I played, right with them.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Sitting down or standing up?
Huh?
Sitting down or standing up?
I was walking with them. I went with the crowd when they danced, when you hollered G.A. Jack and Woo-Haw John the Mule run away with the harness on. Well, I was right in the bunch. Ha ha. No.
Your mother?
No, they've had dancers for so long. Yeah.
You know, just a person just danced with his feet. Who's the best dancer you ever saw? He just danced with his feet.
Well, I've seen some people really cut it. Now, Bud Sandy. He was good backstepping, but he'd just hit a few licks and that's the way he is by playing a banjo. He's good on a banjo, but he does the same thing with them. He won't play but just a little and he's act fool. But now he can really cut a little backstepping. But I've seen a lot of people, I've seen a lot of ladies could do that, backstepping. That's the old way, you know. Oh, these clog dancers are good. I like to watch them too.
Did you ever know of any dancers who maybe came around the county fairs or anything like that and danced for shows or danced for
money? Yeah, sure. They come around and dance on these. Yeah.
Who?
Paid to see them. Not me. But I know a lot of people used to go around and just go for that purpose. Yeah.
Can you remember some of the names of them?
I had an uncle. Now, he never went to the fair, but he was real good. He whistled and danced, or he'd sing and dance. We used to have had a tie yard right close to where we lived. Fellow run a depot there, and my uncle come over there to work for me. We had a sawmill down the road, and we was moving the slabs out of the way for the firm, you know. And he come over and said, I'll move them for you. I had a contract with him. Said, I'll move them slabs for you. Said, I need the money. I said, it's too hard on you. He said, no, I'll take care of it. He come over and one day just went up and jumped up on one of them tie poles and went to dancing and singing. And this depot agent come out and he said, hey, come in here. I went in and said, there are a fella out there crazy. I said, what's for that? He said, out there on that tie pole. I said, that man ain't crazy. He just does that. He carries on like that. And then him way up in years, and he'd do that. He'd just jump right up on the tie pole and just dance and whistle and sing. That old fellow thought he's crazy.
He'd sing and keep time with his
music. Yeah. Oh, he could dance and whistle and dance and sing and dance.
And what was his name?
Bill.
Bill Wine.
Bill Wine. He lived in Burnsville.
Any of his kids dance?
Nah, he's too lazy. My fiddle ain't quite in tune. Playing. And There's a blind man, he played there on the streets all the time. And a girl played the fiddle, and he played the guitar, and they sung and played that a lot. What's the name?
Did you ever hear the blind man Haley play? Huh? Did you ever hear of him? Ed Haley?
Well, the brothers? Was it two brothers?
No, this was a blind man.
From Kentucky, over around Ashland.
No, I don't reckon. Oh, just a minute.
There was a lot of them heard him down through there. He used to. Yeah. Where did he travel through that country?
Yeah, it seems to me like I've heard that name. Yeah, they have a hard way of making it, I'll say that. My youngest boy is going blind. And his name is Jerry. He worked electrical work. This is a story. It's strange. But he got to seeing two objects when he'd be driving. And finally he went to the Cleveland Clinic. He was working up in that section. He went there to check on him, and they gave him a go-no, kept him all night. Next day they turned him out. He said, "Well, what's it?" "There ain't a thing we can do for him." And then they explained to him, they asked him what kind of work he'd done. He told him he worked electrical work. Well, they said, "We can tell you right quick about your condition." He said, "You know how the old wiring gets and the get loses current from one place to another?" "Yeah." Well, he said, "That's just the way the nerve from your brain to your eyes are getting." And so it's putting him blind. He said, "Now," he said, "they told him there'd be times that there wasn't a thing they could do. Never know what causes these things, but it happens to us. And we don't know when it's going to." Now, my grandfather that played a fiddle, he'd date down to get him a drink of water and went blind. In a spring, like. He went stone blind. And he was about 35 when that happened. Oh, we're lucky that we can see him.
Eat a lally.
Peace.